during the lesson.
Ken.
We will read Article 72 from the Book of Shamati. Confidence is the clothing for the light.
I will
say a few words about it. What is confidence? A person, to the extent that he's adhered in the Creator through the group, he feels himself in a vessel inside this envelope that gives him a framework. Aims his sight and his discernment on the correct source, the source of everything, and this feeling that he is organized inside his seeming reflected light is called confidence. This is something we need to develop from the correct relationship to the friends. Through them, we relate to the Creator. Then the light shines on us and it gives us the feeling of clothing to all our thoughts and desires, and it is called the light of confidence. We'll read it slowly and interpret further. It says, confidence is the clothing for the light called life. The light is called life, but it can appear in a clothing called confidence. There is a rule that there is no light without a kli, a vessel. So there is a filling, which is the light of life, and its vessel. That has to be clothed, to be limited in a certain way, appear before a person in a special way, and the vessel determines all of that. So there's no light without a vessel. Rather, the light and the vessel must match one another. The light cannot clothe if it's not suitable for the vessel. It follows that the light, called the light of life, cannot clothe but must dress in some vessel. Without it, it cannot be revealed. Called the light of life, light of livelihood, of fulfillment, past, present, future, everything a person feels that exists. And the vessel where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. He has such a feeling that whatever is before me, I'm capable of entering contact with it. What does it mean to do? To annul myself. To do that and overcome myself, to do that as well. Meaning, all the things I have to do with myself in order to approach the Creator, greater adhesion, it's all in my ability to do it. I'm capable. It's not that I'm a hero. It's not me and the might of my hand actually do this, but I ask connection, contact with the Creator, and this contact provides him the feeling of confidence. Let's say like a little one, a child that is holding the hand of the grown-up, he feels confidence. Thus the light is felt and recognized in the vessel of confidence. And because of this, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. The light in its entirety appears in quantity and in quality in all its modes, shapes and forms only according to the clothing of confidence. Because the confidence in it, accordingly, can measure the his vitality degree. And we have to understand that in addition to the light of confidence that becomes clothing to the upper light, you don't need anything. And for this reason, one can see in oneself that as long as his level of vitality is high, he appreciates life, he has contact with the Creator through the Ten, then confidence shines on every single thing, each and everything from above. And he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants. But he sees what he thinks is capable or not capable. There's no question. The confidence gives him that feeling that yes, you can do it. And this is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines for him. There are no forces in a man actually let him determine anything. Rather, if he comes to point of contact with the Creator through the Ten, he receives from above a helping force by which he feels confidence. He feels he has a vessel. He feels he has the ability to feel himself standing, capable.
Meaning
he can work with superhuman powers, since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces, which are all limited. However, when the light of life departs from him, meaning the light of confidence, is considered that he has descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive. The upper light is in absolute rest. We are all in it. Rather, on this clothing, the confidence, if that departs, accordingly a person stops feeling the upper light in which we all reside. And then he's left with this special form of liveliness, which is corporeal life. And according to his corporeal intellect, he becomes clear and inquisitive, clever and inquisitive, and he begins to calculate the profitability of everything according to the vessels. The corporeal vessels that remain, the egoistic vessels. If it is worthwhile to do it or not, according to his vessel, according to his small ego. And he becomes temperate and not lively and sizzling before as before. He began to, when he wanted to bestow, to which equivalence to feel he's giving contentment to the Creator, as before he began to decline in this level of vitality. However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all this cleverness and wit that now has been rewarded with thinking about everything are because he'd lost the spirit of life that he had then. Again, when it disappears, it disappears. Whatever he's left with, that's what he's using to think and to feel. Instead, he thinks that now he has become smart, as before he lost the sight of light of life. Rather, he was reckless and careless. He was reckless and careless compared to before. Before, he would work with the vessel of faith that shines to him from above, from the Creator, the force of bestowal. From the Creator, and that's what used to lift him. Now he can lift himself only according to his intellect. So he thinks that he's clever. And what does he base it on? Not as before he lost the light of life. Rather, then he was reckless and careless. That's how it's called. However, he should know that all the wisdom he has now acquired came to him because he has lost the spirit of life, the upper life that he had had before. And the light of life that the Creator gave him, he would use that to measure all the acts with this light, more or less, meaning the clothing that he had would shine and give a person a feeling of his state, his degree. Again, but now, during the descent, in the decline, the evil inclination has the power to come to him with all their just arguments. And a person thinks those are justified intellectual arguments. And the advice for this, how to deal with this, the attack of the sita acha, the other side, our ego, and we don't quite identify as the ego. The advice for that is that one should say that now I cannot speak to my body and argue with it. Rather, you should say, now I'm dead and I'm awaiting the revival of the dead. Meaning, if he lost feeling of the spirit of vitality, the feeling of confidence, the upper illumination, you should not make any decisions, do anything, because whatever you do, you'll do with the force of the sita acha, the other side. So what to do then? He must begin to work above reason. Meaning, say to his body, everything you say is true, and I have nothing rational to answer you. Yeah, you're speaking correctly. According to the healthy intellect, the science, everything. However, I hope that I will begin to work anew, from zero. And now I am taking upon myself Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, meaning various options for how to rise in the degrees of bestow. And now I'm becoming a proselyte, meaning I begin to enter in order to bestow. And our sages said, a proselyte who has converted is like a newborn baby. Meaning a person that starts a new degree is considered a baby who doesn't know it or anything. Everything is new. And now I await the salvation of the Creator. And he will certainly help me, the Creator, and I will come once more into the path of holiness, meaning a vessel of bestowal, a vessel of faith, a vessel of confidence. And when I have power in holiness, I will have what to answer you, my ego. But in the meantime, I must go above reason, for I am still without the mind of holiness. To the extent I acquire it, I can be in the mind of holiness, but I should always try to increase this force of holiness, meaning faith above reason. Hence, you can win with your intellect, and there is nothing I can do but believe in our sages who said, even though it goes against my intellect and my feeling, the way you present it to me, that's what he says to his ego, his evil inclination, that I need to keep Torah and Mitzvot with faith above reason, and I must certainly believe that the power of faith bestow that I'm doing, even though I don't see any benefit from it, any reason for it. Nevertheless, I will be helped from above. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is
Рафа, почему уверенность называется кли? Это немного путает.
Why is confidence called a vessel? It's confusing. The feeling is that confidence is the opposite, it's a kind of filling.
That's exactly the vessel. What we receive from the Creator is called a vessel. And later we receive a filling, which is called light. Everything comes from the Creator. From us, it's only effort, and typically unsuccessful effort. Until we raise our hands and we cry help.
Buongiorno caro Rav. Una domanda, che significa io sono morto e aspetto la risurrezione? Qual è il consiglio?
What is the meaning of being dead and I await the revival of the dead? What is the advice to work above reason in that state?
I think that anyone who is in our framework, where our goal is to bring a person to know the Creator, to know Him, to feel Him, for a person to feel the Creator, to work with Him, just like with a friend. That's why we need to raise the friends to the high degree, like the Creator, and we will begin to feel that there are no friends. It's all the Creator who is simply clothed in them in order to guide us, direct us to come to know Him, the Creator. And accordingly, we need to get more and more into the company, connect between us and try to implement what he's writing about between us. Then there will be no problem, will be no choice. We will advance towards it. I'll tell you only one thing. I also heard it from the Rabash. It was very difficult. It was not simple at all for me to accept this condition that I must be among the friends and to connect with them, to soften my heart. And all of this took many years. I would cry before the Rabash and I asked him what to do with the heart, what to do with the intellect, with the mind. And he said to me, it's not your business. You need to ask, to cry, to try as much as you can. As long as you do it as much as you can. Then maybe a tiny bit above what you can. It gives you the feeling of helplessness and cry and so on and so forth. But not more than that. Eventually the Creator will bring you to the goal. He's not going to conduct war forever. In this way, you shall advance. And specifically those people who are capable of holding on to the path and to be connected to the method in this way, those people succeed. They don't fall into knowledge, into knowing what's written there between the words in the study of Ten Sefirot. They don't engage in various things that might bring them the opinion of the masses, or to appeal to the masses, but rather they advance according to Israel, the light, the Creator, are one. Meaning the important thing is to connect the students, men and women, to bigger entities in which, according to the necessary state, the Creator will be revealed. So the main thing for us here, why am I saying those things? The main thing for us is to expect confidence. This is a special illumination that comes to us from above. And in it, we begin to feel the appearance of the Creator. So confidence is the vessel for attaining the Creator. When we try to be in the feeling of confidence, in this mutual support between us, accordingly we advance towards the revelation of the Creator to the created being, which is the
Доброе утро, Рав, мировой Кли. Рав, скажите, вот что...
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. Rav, tell me, please, what is the effectiveness for the way of faith above reason, to go with confidence or without confidence?
Constantly look for confidence in the upper force, through the group. And don't look for it, the feeling of confidence in other groups, in other methods. Rather, the important thing is to turn to the Ten and to the Creator consistently, and you will see how much it will help you advance.
Ovet.
That's how it works.
Brazil too.
Ravi, sabemos que o trabalho da dezena é que constrói o Kli. O que é a confiança no trabalho da dezena? Tem alguma relação com o Arvut?
In the ten between us, we have to build a vessel. How do we give each other confidence? How do we reach mutual responsibility in the ten?
That's what we learned about in the article, the Arvut, mutual guarantee. You have an entire article. Arvut, mutual guarantee, is a connection between the members of the group in order to tie them together into a single pulsuf, into tense field. Since then, they can reveal the Creator. To tie ourselves together, we don't know how to do it, let alone to what form we have to tie ourselves together, to what forces, we don't know. It's all done from above. On us is only to annul before those conditions Kabbalists tell us about. And by annulling ourselves, we receive treatment like a baby. Nature obligates him to annul himself according to the command of nature that works through him. He annuls himself towards the upper one, and the upper one, the grown-ups take care of him. First, nature, the Creator, take care of him directly when he's inside his mother. And when he comes out, gradually he enters a state where he is accustomed to annul himself more and more before the environment. And if, indeed, if he would continue correctly without the intervention of the evil inclination, he would annul himself more and more in this way, gradually. But in order to give it the possibility to participate in it, in this free choice, Then the evil inclination is involved here, meaning it doesn't get annulled naturally, but rather he needs to add to it a force of resistance from himself, towards himself. And then to the extent that he annuls himself, he enters under the control of the upper one. And in this way he may develop, and then he becomes more confident that if he is next to the upper one will take care of him. The upper one raises him. And all of his confidence is at the expense of the, or on behalf of the connection with the upper one. And we're the same. If we wish to evolve spiritually, we have to perform the same act toward the group. As he writes for Rabash and Baal Sulam, that annulment toward the group is our most important act. We need to try and come to the complete annulment.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот уверенность, не очень понятно, что стоит за этим.
Yes, dear Raf, the confidence, it's not clear what stands behind this word, confidence in what, and how is it a vessel for the light?
Confidence, the feeling of confidence, where I'm confident about how the upper one is doing everything. We need to develop that from the very first spiritual degree, from the first degree.
אין יותר מזה שאנחנו מבטלים את עצמנו כלפי העליון.
No more than annulling ourselves before the upper one. If you don't annul your animal, your beast towards the upper one, your corporeal ego, then the upper one cannot take care of you. It's just like in our life. If the child would not let the upper one take care of it, the upper one is not capable of doing it. Let's say that this is how it is. But with us here, it's a free choice. We're seemingly capable of stopping the work of the upper one on us by not letting him take care of us. Of course, the upper one will then take care of us in a different way in order to show us, to prove to us that we must receive the treatment of the upper one, but it's a problem. Therefore, there has to be a society here, as he writes in the article, the society, about the society, the free choice, freedom. And we need to try to help one another, to set an example to one another for how much we annul before the ten.
Обычно в нашем мире вот есть такое понятие, как уверенность в себе, да, вот часто подразумевают под этим.
Usually in our world there's this confidence of, there's this term of confidence in myself, self-confidence. But here we're talking about confidence in the upper one. What does that mean?
If I wish to reach the true confidence, I must perform any act of bestowal the Creator demands of me according to my degree, as much as I'm capable of, and by doing it, I begin to feel how connected I am with Him. That's it.
Rafa, можно продлить вопрос? Извините.
Да, continue the question.
По идее, в нашей жизни
to continue Vlad's question. Typically in our lives I have confidence when I hold on to something, someone greater. So I will not veer from the path, so I will achieve my goal. What do we do when there are falls, when I become disappointed with the upper one? What is the confidence then?
You have no other counsel but to believe what Kabbalists are saying, that you must annul toward the ten, and there to find the contact in your in how you're holding on to spirituality.
The vessel of confidence, where is it created, in me or in the ten?
In your connection with the ten.
No. ולא לחפש את זה בדרך שכל.
Don't look for it intellectually. Stop working with the intellect. The intellect is animalistic, it's corporeal, it's stopping you, it's keeping you in this world, it doesn't let you feel any spiritual phenomena.
Is it you receive from there the confidence?
Yes, in a sense, I need to reach a state where I see I have no choice but to annul myself towards the friends, the group, and in the group, then I need to see that I have something to fall onto. That's a different kind of intellect, not my individual, my personal intellect, but a group intellect. But it's still in order to receive, it's still corporeal, but nevertheless, through it, I come to a state where I begin to feel spiritual discernments.
How is confidence's illumination from above, how does it influence the ups and downs a person goes through? Does it help him? Does it influence him somehow?
Exactly what determines the spiritual ascent and descent, because it determines the level of the spiritual vessel.
The feeling of confidence, is this the ascent and descent? If I feel or don't feel confidence?
Yes, but in such a way that I'm happy that I have the ability to bestow, to be above doubts. It's not that I control them, but rather, in spite of my doubts, I come to, this is called a tower floating through the air. I'm happy that I don't have corporeal confidence, but rather that I'm adhered to the upper one.
Another question, if I may. As a society, we support one another. We help each other through states, but it is help where we feel that we give it by ourselves, or we try to help a person with some logic or common sense or this warm feeling. Does this help? Does this help us attain illumination from above of confidence?
It doesn't interfere. On the contrary, the fact that we wish to help one another, and all of us together wish to be in mutual help, mutual support, each should help his friend in anything and everything, in every ten. By that, we're giving the Creator the opportunity to clothe in us, instead of our tendency to help one another. And then he appears in us. In this way, he appears before us.
Where the upper light disappears. This is why it is written that we increase in holiness and not decrease in holiness from the beginning of creation to the end of creation. The whole process we go through has to go. We have to go through it. We can only accelerate times, but not states themselves. We might fall for a second, and that's enough. And we might be in it for several months, and we still can't get out of it. So Israel, it says, rush times. We can shorten the times, but we can't change anything. Everything that we go through, we have to go through it according to our place in the system of Adam HaRishon. So accept with patience and with consent in advance that whatever the Creator does is for the best, and
All I have to do is participate in this, in the tent with the Creator, and as much as possible with an inclination or disposition for confidence, because confidence is the clothing. Okay?
Ashkelon free.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that you have to work without intellect? What are we working with exactly?
Without a corporeal intellect.
What's the difference between the corporeal intellect and spiritual intellect?
I can't tell you. The corporeal intellect, you could say, because you seemingly know it. It is the intellect that you know from the events in your life, according to your feelings, your understandings, and everything you went through. The spiritual intellect, you still don't have it. The spiritual intellect is already a clothing in a vessel of faith.
I work several years with the ten. I have a small degree of spiritual intellect.
No, because you didn't know before the ten. So as to have a vessel, a spiritual vessel.
All that's left is to pray.
To pray. It's possible, but besides that, you have to perform acts of annulment before the ten, and pray that it will work. This is the most difficult thing, to annul before the ten. Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, приятели. Вопрос от десятката. Каква е разликата
между искреността и вярата? Раф, friends. A question from the ten. What's the difference between the feeling of confidence and faith above reason?
Емуна лемала меадат.
Faith above reason is a state. The feeling of confidence is a feeling within that state.
Also uses the vessel of above reason?
There's a vessel of confidence and the light of confidence. We have to know both. The vessel of confidence is our deficiency. And the fact that we have to be attached to the operations of the Creator, to be immersed in it. And the light of confidence is when we is what we receive as a result of our annulment. According to this approach, the greatest confidence is in the form of the embryo. It is completely annulled, completely vanishes before the Upper One, doesn't interfere with Him in any way, and becomes exactly like the Upper One, and then the Upper One begins to develop it. But by the Upper One developing it, the corporeal embryo is under the control of the Upper One. The spiritual embryo has to annul itself before the Upper One. Constantly more and more.
This active annulment in the spiritual embryo?
It is a constant annulment in the ten, of course.
It's also under the control of the Upper One, or?
It is under the control of the Upper One to the extent that it annuls before Him. But from the point of after the first 3 days, the 3 days of the absorption of the sperm, then begins the work of the embryo. Of course, it's gradual to the extent that he participates, but at least, but. However,
the advice for this is one should say that now I cannot speak to his body and argue with it.
Yes.
Rather, he should say, now I am dead and I am awaiting the revival of the dead. What is that?
Well, when a person feels that he fell from the spiritual degree, from the spiritual connection he had with the friends, and now he doesn't have it, so he criticizes them. And he's aware of it. And that's why he says, now I'm dead. And what can I do? Just wait for the revival of the dead. It's already good, because he knows where his situation, and he understands where he is and what he should expect.
So how does it come to this recognition that he can say, now I am dead? And it doesn't become clever and inquisitive.
But he is not working alone. He works with the friends on these states. He annuls before them, and then they operate on him. And likewise, everyone toward everyone. This is called group work. Why do I need friends? Why can't I advance alone? Because in shifting from state to state, I can't do it alone. Also, every state that I check it, and measure it with respect to the friends. And when I come to know the Creator, I also know Him in the vessel of the friends. The transition when He says, now I'm smart and I'm waiting for the revival of the dead, how does that happen? If he were adhered before that to the society, he would feel that now he fell and he has no connection to spirituality, and now he can only pray that it will somehow come back, because without it, he's dead.
And before, I think I heard you say not to do any actions in that state. So what shouldn't he do in that state?
First of all, if it's a real fall, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no one to talk to. We just have to let a person, in that case, we have to give him all kinds of examples to somehow, if he can, as a result of it, know what situation he is in. He may not realize what state he is in. And in this way, we will push him forward.
And what shouldn't he do in that state? Let's say he knows it, and I'm dead. What I should not do?
I need only to annul. Being dead or an embryo, all those states, we don't control anything ourselves, except for one small.
Confidence is the clothing for the light. Confidence is the clothing for the light called life. Since there is a rule that there is no light without a kli, follows that the light, called the light of life, cannot clothe but must dress in some kli. And the kli where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. Means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing.
In other words, without confidence, what is called the clothing, right, for the upper light, we will not feel the upper light. We will not feel its reality, its existence. And
connection returns. Thus the light is felt and recognized in the kli of confidence. Because of this, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. One can measure the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in himself. For this reason, one can see in oneself that as long as his level of vitality is high, the confidence shines on every single thing, and he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants. This is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines for him, and he can work with superhuman powers, since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces. However, when the light of life departs from him, which is considered that he has descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive. He begins to calculate the profitability of everything. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? And he begins to calculate the profitability of everything. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? And he becomes temperate and not lively and sizzling as before he began to decline in his level of vitality.
From this, we need to understand that the main thing for us, the most important thing for us, is to work, to do. And it doesn't matter what state we're in. We could be in the most desperate state, where we don't think that we could get anything out of it, reasonably thinking. Specifically in these days, we have to continue with all our might to perform acts of connection and bestowal between us and to the Creator as much as possible. Precisely, those states are the most effective, the best states for our advancement.
However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all this cleverness and wit that now has been rewarded with thinking about everything are because he'd lost the spirit of life that he had then. Instead, he thinks that now he's become smart, not as before he'd lost the light of life. Rather, then he was reckless and careless.
In other words, now he thinks that what he had before, this energy, this drive to do all kinds of things, that was confusion, some sort of folly. But now he's become considerate, mature, understanding. So he stops doing these things because they're useless. But in this way, he gradually descends from his spiritual actions. And here you can really feel on the friends and on ourselves that we begin to descend in our activity, descend from these spiritual states. When we begin to feel that it's quite useless, why rush? I'm already experienced. I'm not a little kid anymore. All those states that we go through are actually the opposite. It's because we've lost. There is a slight confusion here. Confidence as clothing for the light is a clothing on the light. Faith above reason is the light itself, which is clothed in the confidence. Confidence is like annulment before the upper one, that when I position myself like an embryo in its mother's womb, and in this way I advance. And we must always, in every single state, begin the state from the impregnation, which is complete annulment, the first restriction, and then more and more and more up to the state I'm in. And in this way, I build confidence. Next.
From Germany. What does it mean that the light of confidence shines to him through the ten?
We can't receive the light of confidence, which is the illumination from above, without annulling before the upper force, from which we can receive the light of confidence. And therefore, we must first annul before the group.
From Mach 36, what is light in spirituality or the spirit of life?
In spirituality, light or the spirit of life is a result of my effort to adhere with the Creator through the group. Effort, the effort. I may not achieve anything yet, but according to my effort, I already begin to receive something as a result. Yes. Can it be said that a person's intellect prevents from him the light of life? Of a person's intellect does not deny a person the light of life. It helps him. I'm looking at it from the positive side, not from the negative side. It helps him demand more of the light of life because the light of life is clothed in the vessel that also contains within it the intellect. We didn't cancel the intellect. We should only annul the intellect that pertains to the will to receive, and also not cancel it, but only rise above it. It is also help made against us. So our whole work is mainly to constantly try to overcome, to rise above the corporeal mind and heart. Next.
From PT38. Was the light of life always depart without the creature noticing?
Ken.
Yes. In order to bring us to a higher level. And this is why we need to be happy with the descent, at least as much as with the ascent. Because a descent is a sign that I'm standing right before an ascent.
From Latin 10. So if the light of life departs without the creature, the created being noticing, how can we become aware of the departure of the light?
A person doesn't feel when the upper light vanishes. He doesn't feel it. Only after some time does he begin to feel that he is down there and that there's nothing he can do. He doesn't care, etc. In short, all the results from the descent, from the fall, he doesn't feel it at that moment when it happens, but only afterwards. It's kind of a word game here. We need to be careful not to fall into the intention to receive, on the one hand. On the other hand, we should trust that everything that happens, happens absolutely, certainly, 100% happens through the upper force. So it's not important what state I'm in. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me. In other words, it's not important to me because to begin with, how should I put it? To begin with, I relate myself to the upper force, and everything I go through, I only ask and want to be in adhesion with him. And my adhesion with the upper force may change. Like a boat on waves, goes up and down, and the waves go underneath it. While it sails in its direction. That's what we have to do. Everyone is unstable. Everyone is in states where they don't know what will happen the next minute. But it's not important for us. What's important for us is only to be in movement, up, down, it doesn't matter what direction. But only through the good, the upper force that is good and does good, which advances us toward the real goal. So let's hope that this is what is happening. Do you have many more?
A few more from Moscow, 20 and a few other 10s. It says, now I am dead and I expect the revival of the dead. Who are the dead?
The revival of the dead is my own desires, my own intentions, my own thoughts, which are, for the time being, with the intention to receive. This is why I determine that they are dead, and I don't want to be immersed in them, but they are still in me. What can I do? So they are called dead.
What does it mean, the revival of the dead?
The revival of the dead is that they arise with my correction. And then I feel in them their reception of the reward, the greatest lights. Because those dead who were dead throughout the way until I reached the end of correction are very big desires from the ends of their degrees. And when they assemble and become corrected at the end of the road, there is a huge light that's revealed in it throughout the system.
It says, I expect the revival of the dead. Should a person wait during his fall until he comes out?
Yes, a person awaits all of his desires, even those that seemingly cannot be corrected. He expects all of his desires and intentions to also be corrected, so that the Sitra Acha will have nothing left and it itself will be revoked.
If a person does everything that's required of him technically, everything, but the heart is sealed off, what to do?
Cry. If he cannot do this, then he should simply annul before the friends. This is the most practical and
throughout the day, we chew on the lesson and speak about it and see the friends and remind each other in Zooms and workshops. But now, during the lesson, it's as if the lesson just goes by and nothing. It's like you don't remember anything of it. At least I don't. Is that normal?
If it's normal, then the lesson is normal or not, and you are normal or not normal. This is your question?
It's a state.
The fact you didn't hear me now, you also didn't hear me before. I'll tell you just one thing. The fact that you don't hear or you criticize is you should start thinking, what's going on? What's the difference between this lesson and previous ones? does this depend on you or not? Because it is written to us in advance. Any flaw you see is your flaw. Maybe others or someone has a great inspiration and you are like a dead person. So it depends on your internal state. We read an article by Bala Sulam, a letter, not a letter, from Shamati. We read two parts of the freedom article, though. It used to be called the free choice. Which, it doesn't seem to you that you get something out of that. Well, it all depends on the vessels of the receiver. There's nothing here that you can drop on me or your friends or on everyone in general. A material is opened before you and you say, that's not something. Something's missing. So why don't you think that it's missing in you?
I pay attention that throughout the day when the friends repeat the lesson and we speak, it goes in. But during the lesson when you speak, it's like it just goes by me. And I write stuff down, but I can't remember anything. What was in the lesson today? We even read the article yesterday and we read it before the lesson today. When you speak, I can't.
There is no doubt that when you read with your friends and together you want to find the content of the lesson and to annul before the lesson, it's much more beneficial than you learning in the first time you hear it in the morning lesson with me together. There's no doubt that everything depends on how much you put each other into it. That's the most beneficial. They don't have it. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a science, but such that you have to reach in special instruments. If you don't have restriction, screen, reflected light, a connection in the group to do it, a method that helps you, that gives you opportunities how to advance in actions one by the other, you can't do anything, both to yourself and to others. And for others, you can only do that to the extent that they want it, meaning that they have the point in the heart, the beginning of the spiritual vessel. And then to the extent that you awaken them, they can perform actions and so to continue working. But if they don't have this vessel, you can't do anything. And that's why we learn that it doesn't matter what state a person is in and who he is, if he invests in the wisdom of Kabbalah, he nonetheless comes closer to the purpose of his life. He's advancing towards the purpose of his life. That's the meaning of from Lishma they come to Lishma, and there are many things here. But putting the wisdom of Kabbalah into the form you have in school, that's something we can't. Because no one has a grip on it. No one, it's not that you can open things to them and they can feel it somehow. They can't. They can't feel it. Hebrew 10.
How can we still convince the public to take the wisdom of Kabbalah if the corporeal world doesn't help at all? How can we bring them into some kind of process? I'm also asking myself.
I don't know. If you're asking me, I don't know. I asked Rabash. as well, more than once, and he also said that the generation is probably not ready for us to succeed. But still, you see, you're here, and you've come to this place out of some publicizing that we made Bnei Baruch about the wisdom of a Kabbalah, and still somehow you're advancing, you're taking steps, and each one of us has a part of the next world, that's how we call it, both for the men and for the women. And this is very important for me. I can't tell you about all the things I heard from Ravash, but still, great work is being done in the framework of this organization, and you can't say that there is something that stands by that. If you compare importance all over the world, in the whole reality, no. In our time, we are doing great work. Very important, and all of us are really special. The Creator has created, He drew us, He organized us, and this organization and everything, in order for us to make a very broad dissemination about the wisdom of correction all over the world. And we really have to try to appreciate it, and to advance this way. That's why I'm proud of you. When you are still doing your duty. We have egoistic tendencies and altruistic tendencies. We have to sort them out and to see that all of them are in order to receive, and to start organizing them from the light to the heavy so that they're all in order to bestow. How to do that? Connect to your ten and start sorting out these tendencies from the light to the heavy. And in the formula of each one helps his friend, you set an example, you give exercises, and you do exercises. And by corporeal actions, when you start them from far away, we awaken the light that reforms by the Arvut, which we build bit by bit, and that's how we come to a state where everything comes to correction.